KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look for our skies to become partly cloudy today with a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Officials of the Shelby County Relay for Life report the event held Friday night raised in excess of $120,000. There were also some surprises during the event, including at the start of the survivor's lap, where nine cancer survivors rode on motorcycles, and a little boy who led the lap, Noah Peterson, received a birthday celebration. Noah turned 11 on Friday, so the Country Kids team, along with all the survivors, surrounded Noah in front of the stage, saying happy birthday and presented him with a cake and cards. Organizers of the Shelby County Relay for Life want to express their thanks to all who came out and supported a great event and a great cause. News time is 8:01.
With Father's Day right around the corner, get your dad what he really wants this year. Get him a digital camera, an HD video camera, an MP3 player, a GPS navigation system, a tablet, his own personal assistant, and a new phone. We can get you all of this in one device, a smartphone. Don't gamble with shipping it in the mail that you'll have it by Father's Day or that you'll get the right phone when you can stop into the TV Store, your local Verizon-authorized wireless retailer, and walk out with a new phone that day. Like the Samsung Galaxy S4 for only $200 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. If we don't have the phone you want, we can have it the next day. Want all the great deals that Verizon has to offer? Not a problem. We match all online Verizon prices and promotions. With that kind of a deal, you'll still be able to get Dad a tie. Come check out all the newest smartphone models today at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call today at 712-243-3032. Don't wait. Father's Day is June 16th. Activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Friends of an Iowa mother and toddler who were shot multiple times are holding a fundraiser to help cover their medical costs. The fundraiser is set for Saturday at the Regal Lanes in Council Bluffs. Organizers are hosting the event in honor of 23-year-old Heather Wilson and her 2-year-old son Tyson, both of whom are still recovering from the February shooting incident in Council Bluffs. Authorities have charged 31-year-old Ronald Farr with attempted murder, willful injury, and going armed with intent. The Strike Back Against Violence fundraiser will feature bowling, food, a raffle, and a silent auction. The Audubon City Council this evening will set the date for a public hearing to consider the issuance of general obligation capital loan notes not to exceed $175,000. If eventually approved, the funds would be used to purchase a rescue and pumper truck for the fire department. In other business, the council will act on a resolution authorizing the transfer of funds as budgeted, which in this case amounts to $50,000, from the water to general fund. The meeting begins at 7 p.m. in the Audubon City Hall. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will gather this evening at the High School Media Center for a regularly scheduled meeting. On the agenda for their 7:30 p.m. session is action on approving a lease agreement for a new mobile classroom for the Washington School, along with approval of an amended salary schedule for certified staff for the 2013-2014 school year and approval of school bus bids. The school board will review and consider bids for buses similar to those purchased last year. They included an 84 and 64 passenger bus. Together, the two buses, one of which is powered by propane, cost almost $193,000 last year. The board will also discuss staff and other instructional support needs for the district's Level 3 program for students with behavioral issues. Last March, the board had approved the 2013-2014 calendar year budget, which did not include funding for the Link Center. That facility provides various psychiatric and educational services to students. Last year, it served 19 students. In other business, the Board of Education will discuss a proposed band and choir trip and various capital projects. Corning freshman Hunter Pontius took first place overall and is the 2013 state champion in the junior division for the Iowa Hunter Education Challenge that took place over the weekend south of Indianola. Iowa YEHC, the Youth Hunter Education Challenge, is a week-long event, our weekend-long event, that takes place each June. This year, the event was held at the Wesley Woods Camp near Indianola. Youth from all over Iowa came to compete in 8 events, learn about the outdoors, and have fun with other youth and adults that have similar interests. The events included 4 shooting events, archery, muzzle-loading rifle, shotgun, and small-bore rifle, and 4 non-shooting events, wildlife identification, orienteering, hunter safety trail, and a written exam. Sponsors for Hunter Pontius were Corning Gun Club and the Pheasants Forever organization. Well, the Nishna Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic typically has many family events taking place during the summer, and this year is no exception. Tamara Gibson, with Kids Fun Fitness Coordinator at the Y, says one event that will take place on June the 14th makes sure that kids stay cool and have a great time. The Water Fun in the Sun takes place from 2 until 4 p.m. outside on the north side of the Atlantic Middle School.
The Atlantic firefighters come with their truck, and we make a giant slip and slide. And last year they built us a giant sprinkler, and then we'll do water fights and some bounce houses. And this year we are opening it up to the younger kids, second grade and under, with an adult.
Last year, 99 kids participated in the event. Gibson says the number of kids currently signed up is pretty low, but they typically get last-minute registrations. Parents are asked to register early if possible because there is a waiver of liability involved.
We do ask that the parents sign them up. My thought is for the slip and slide in case somebody was to get hurt. The parents know the kids are here, you know, and that they're participating.
Gibson says a snack will be served in the YMCA this Thursday from 2:30 until 3:30 p.m. Actually, this Friday, that is. And if the kids want to take a break from the Wet and Wild Fun, another activity third graders and up can enjoy is the National Guard Rock Climbing Wall, which will be set up on June the 19th from 2 until 4 p.m. just outside of the YMCA, which is at 1100 Maple Street. Gibson said the 30-foot rock wall was also in town last year, but there are some changes this year that will allow older students to participate.
We're going to open this up to high school and college-age kids if they want to come and try it. And for the younger kids, we'll have a boot camp. It's a mock boot camp that the Sergeant Stewart runs, and we'll have flight simulator and some bounce houses for the younger kids.
Parents don't have to worry about their kids falling from the rock wall because, as with real military training, there are safety restraints to control their ascent and descent.
They're harnessed in, and then it's weighted, so it slows them down, like they don't just come back down.
No special skills are needed to climb the wall, but all participants age 18 and older, or rather and under, I should say, will be required to have a release signed by a parent or adult guardian prior to climbing and rappelling. The event will be canceled if it is raining or winds are over 30 miles per hour for safety reasons. Registrations are necessary for that event by no later than June the 18th. For more information, call the Nishna Valley Y at 712-243-3934. Two of Iowa's oldest highways are enjoying more attention as groups work to preserve their past history. The 100-year-old Lincoln Highway was the nation's first coast-to-coast roadway. The Lincoln in Iowa extends from Clinton to Missouri Valley, passing through 40 communities in between. Much of it is today's Highway 30. Highway historian Lyle Henry used to hitchhike on the Lincoln Highway.
Prior to the Lincoln Highway, there were no highways of any significance. Most paved surfaces were in cities, and beyond the cities you had mud.
Four-lane interstates have replaced the Lincoln as the main route for many travelers, but the old highway remains.
It's now listed as a county road, and yet there it is. It's the same roadbed that was there 100 years ago.
The Lincoln Highway is a tourist destination now, a heritage byway that may lure some RVs and camper trailers off the interstates to explore the auto trails of an earlier time. Along a quiet stretch of old Highway 30 in Colo, just east of Ames, the town has preserved an original cafe, gas station, and motel. It's one of the best authentic all-in-one stops along the entire length of the Lincoln Highway. Historian Henry says the revival of the Lincoln Highway has enthusiasts setting their sights on revitalizing another forgotten roadway, and that is the North-South Jefferson Highway.
It's a surprise to people to know that there was a Jefferson Highway and that they were on the Jefferson Highway. It just hasn't been in the consciousness of people as the Lincoln. Still, there are people, we found increasingly, who say, yeah, I'd like to do something about the Jefferson Highway.
The Jefferson connects Winnipeg to New Orleans, running parallel to Interstate 35, tracking through Iowa along Highways 65 and 69. The Lincoln became an Iowa Heritage Byway 7 years ago and now has 1,000 signs showing the way across the state. John Mazzello is with the nonprofit group Prairie Rivers of Iowa, which manages the Lincoln Byway.
I think that a partnership between the Lincoln and Jefferson Highways would be a great asset for both of us. The roads, just like 100 years ago, still serve to connect ideas and people and places. And so by demonstrating what are those things that are engaging and what are those places that are really exciting, that's the way to build interest in the roadway.
At the end of this month, a caravan of classic cars will head to the centennial celebration on the Lincoln Highway in Nebraska. The Jefferson Highway turns 100 in 2 years. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour here on KJAN. Jury selection begins today in Orlando, Florida, the suburb of the trial of a former neighborhood watch volunteer charged with second-degree murder in the Trayvon Martin case. George Zimmerman says he shot the 17-year-old in self-defense in February of 2012. Prosecutors are calling the shooting that killed the black teen racially motivated. The number two Republican in the U.S. House says Congress wants more answers from the Obama administration about government eavesdropping. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said that lawmakers hope to learn more details in briefings from various administration officials on Capitol Hill this week. The man who disclosed two secret U.S. intelligence gathering programs has fled to Hong Kong. Former South African President Nelson Mandela is still in serious but stable condition at a hospital in Johannesburg. 94-year-old Mandela is being treated for a recurring lung infection. He's been hospitalized several times in recent months. And across the pond, Britain's Prince Philip is spending his 92nd birthday in a London hospital recovering from exploratory abdominal surgery. Queen Elizabeth's husband is expected to be hospitalized for a couple of weeks. Officials say he is progressing satisfactorily. News time is 8:11.
Honey, don't forget, Jesse from the TV store is coming to install Dish today.
Oh, yeah. When's he going to be here? Between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.?
No, he's actually supposed to be here right... The TV store is your locally owned, authorized Dish retailer. They provide superior customer service and know how to be on time. Jesse and Al are their only installers, so you know who's going to be coming to your house, not some stranger from the city. At the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer, you get all the same deals that you would get by calling the 1-800 number without automated systems or hold times. And yes, they have the hopper. If you're fed up with your current television provider or want to know about the latest technologies Dish has to offer, go check out the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-3032. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In our funeral announcements, June Schmidt, age 85, of Greenfield, died Thursday at her assisted living home in Greenfield. Funeral services for June Schmidt will be this morning at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Russell Frank, age 77, of Manning, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Russell Frank will be today at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Wayne Fritz, age 90, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Friday at the Amelia House in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Wayne Fritz will be today at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Robert Bob Piper, age 82, formerly of Greenfield, died last Tuesday in McKinney, Texas. Graveside services for Bob Piper will be today at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ruth Davis, age 94, formerly of Avoca, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Ruth Davis will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Lorraine Homan, age 90, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Lorraine Homan will be on Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Michael Johnson, age 58, of Anita, died Saturday at Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Mike Johnson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jean Doran, age 85, of Omaha, died May 31st at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Jean Doran will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Congregational United Christian Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Walter Jr. Knapp, age 79, of Panora, died Friday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Memorial visitation for Jr. Knapp will be tomorrow from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Martha Skeeter Clausen, age 62, of Anita, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. A celebration of life memorial service for Martha Clausen will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock in the Anita American Legion building. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Carolyn Sams, age 64, of Exira, died Friday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Celebration of Life memorial services for Carolyn Sams will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. and Ardith Sefkin, age 78, of Stewart and formerly of Plainfield, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. There are no services planned at this time for Ardith Sefkin. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.